Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August the 3rd. The grains closed lower with December corn down 7.5 cents at 551 3/4, September wheat down a nickel, 724.5, and November beans down 33 3/4 cents at 1319 3/4. The meal was down 990. The oil was down 79 ticks. I think two things got into the beans here today. First, the crop ratings, the improvements of 2 percentage points. I think it was a bit of a surprise. They were looking for it to be down 1 to 3. So things looked up a little bit better. But I think the main thing is, you know, yesterday, the 10 to 14 day forecast didn't show a lot of heat, but it didn't show a lot of rain. But it looks like during the day today and maybe at noon, they added more rains into the forecast. And the markets broke. So, you know, obviously, we make beans in August, and if we're going to have moderate temperatures and some rains around, it's not very friendly for the bean market. The oil, I think, is lower on the palm oil being weak. I think it's going to take a while to recover from the fact that their exports were down 7.7% from a month ago. And I think that's an indication that veg oil demand may be cooling off significantly around the world. You remember for the last really 7-8 months, the bean oil had led up the beans. And if the bean oil is no good, I think it's going to be tough for the beans. And there's still long 81,000 contracts by my estimate and 60,000 contracts of oil. So if they want out, it's a problem. Now, the biggest problem with the beans is they closed under the 100-day moving average. I think only 4 times in the last 6 months of the beans closed under the 100-day moving average. Now, every time they've done that, they've bounced. But what they've never done is to have a second close the next day lower. So if we close lower tomorrow and we have 2 consecutive days under a 100-day moving average and the second close is lower than the first one, I'd say that's a pretty good warning sign for this market out here. The beans drag down the corn and the wheat here. You know, again, we've kind of made the corn crop. Yes, if we get some rains, it'll certainly help out here. But I think we've done some damage out here, but I think we've also done some damage to the demand. You know, are the crops good enough south of I-80 to offset what's happening north of I-80? That remains to be seen. Is the lack of demand going to weigh on the market a little bit? Again, we're not going to have answers to these questions so we get to the August 12th crop production numbers and supply and demand numbers. Interestingly enough, Chicago wheat was down a nickel, but Kansas City was up 4. It looked like traders were buying Kansas City, selling Chicago, buying Kansas City, selling Minneapolis. Again, you know, we don't see a whole lot of rain out there. But if things have gotten a little bit wetter on these forecasts, it certainly justifies the sell-off. Crude oil was down another 59 ticks out here. Actually, it settled down 70 ticks at 70.56. So that's well off the highs the last 2 days. So overall, it takes a bull market to get fed every day, and we just don't see anything particularly bullish out here for the time being. And these markets certainly look weak to me. The fact that, particularly in the beans, you know, this is a lower close for the week. We've got a trend line that comes in on the beans going back to March. Comes in tomorrow right around 1273. Interestingly enough, I thought it was closer to the 200-day moving average. The 200-day moving average is well under that. So if we do close under that trend line and have a second lower close tomorrow, you know, I really think it opens up the door down to the 200-day moving average at 1218. So that's a buck away. So that's what I see out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.